Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the 21st day of the blessed month of Ba'un, may God add it to goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day also, on this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the first church of to be built in the name of the Virgin Lady, the all-pure Saint Mary the Theotokos, through whom the salvation of Adam and his posterity was fulfilled. When the two apostles, Paul and Saint Silas, preached among the Gentiles, many believed on them in the city of Philippi. They built a church there in the name of the Virgin, the Mother of God, and its consecration was on that day. It is meet for us to celebrate for her a spiritual festival, for she has borne the Savior of the world. May her intercession be with us all, Amen. On this day also Saint Timothy, the Mephius, was martyred. He was one of the soldiers of Arianus, governor of the city of Elmsina, when he read the edict of the emperor Diocletian, which commanded to worship the idols. This soldier rose up in the middle of the people, sided the edict, and tore it up, saying, "There is no God except Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God." The governor became enraged. He seized Timothy by the hair of his head and cast him down on the ground. He commanded him to be beaten until his flesh was mangled. The saint cried out, saying, "O my Lord Jesus Christ, help me, for there is no God but you." God considered his endurance and sent his angel, who healed his wounds. The saint returned to the governor, crying, "There is no God except Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God." The governor tortured him severely again, and finally he cut off his head, and thus Saint Timothy received the crown of martyrdom. May his praise be with us, Amen. On this day also, the 15th to the 106 AD, marked the departure of Saint Cyprian, the fourth patriarch of Alexandria. This father was baptized by the hand of Saint Mark the Apostle and the Evangelist of the land of Egypt. He learned the doctrines of the books of the Church. After the departure of Pope Milius, he was ordained a pope for the see of Saint Mark, in the 7th of Thaoud, September 5th, at 95 AD. He shepherded his people with the best of the care by preaching, teaching, and instructing them for 11 years, 1 month, and 12 days, then departed in peace. May prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah, see, for, or see.